Yes, we have made our way into the Palmetto Bohemian Bowl pairing the dinner and the beers. We are at course number one, and I am with Mr. Bohemian Bowl, Chad Beal. Chad, this is a great event. Thank you very much for having me here. But tell us about our opening round here.
Well, it looks delicious. I haven't even gotten a chance to try it yet, but I can't wait. It smells amazing. This is a crawfish bisque, and it's paired with a peach farmhouse ale. The farmhouse ale is delicious. I've already tasted that for sure, and it's fantastic. So excited to try it all.
Yeah, I've had that beer already. It is tasty. Now for the Bohemian course number one. Smells amazing.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I've had his crawfish bisque before, so I know what I'm getting into.
And we have five courses to go. I think we'll enjoy a couple of courses, maybe come back for course number three and talk more about the great event here at Bohemian with Palmetto Brewery.
I think that sounds like a great plan.
Yes, we are on course number three, the Bohemian Bowl Palmetto Food and Beer Pairing, and we are joined by our 105.5 The Bridge News Team F&B correspondent, Morgan from Bohemian Bowl. Morgan, everything is delicious, but you're working. You're not enjoying stuff yet.
I know. I was honestly just thinking. I was like, man, I'm not even able to try the food.
Oh.
How bummed am I?
It has been absolutely amazing. Plus, the beers from Palmetto, the pairings have been superb.
Yeah, if you don't think I'm not back there drinking it, as you guys are, you're crazy. I was so nervous to start for some reason. I feel like my heart was pounding out of my chest.
It's almost like a performance, though, and you guys are doing a great job.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll put in a lot of work for this. I'm just here to pour the beers, but I hope it's just as good.
It is, and you are doing a tremendous job.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, we are between course three and four, and I am joined by the great Kate Fisher of Palmetto Brewery. Kate, how are you doing?
Doing well, critic. How are you?
Every day is a holiday for me, and you know I love Palmetto, and the beers tonight have just been so good.
Which one was your favorite?
I liked the amber. Which amber was it?
The Mexican amber.
The Mexican amber.
Delicious.
And you know I'm a fan of all the beers at Palmetto. I was there on Saturday and doing a great job tonight here at Bohemian Bowl.
Cheers.
Yes, we moved on to course number four. Still hanging with Mr. Bohemian Bowl, Chad Beal. And Chad, what do we have here for course number four?
We have a ahi tuna lettuce wrap, and I'm ready to dig into this thing.
Chef Will's food here is outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been fantastic so far, and it is every day, really. I mean, any day you come in here, his food is fantastic, but these are unique. This is a fun thing that we do every once in a while where you get to try stuff where the chef gets to show off a little bit, which I think makes it really fun.
And we have completed the beer and dinner pairing at Bohemian Bowl with Palmetto Brewery, joined again by our correspondent, Morgan. It has just been a great time here, Morgan. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for coming. It was awesome. Like I said, I was so nervous, but it went off so great.
It did. Now, can you have some beverages with me?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. All the Palmetto beers were great, and the food here at Bohemian Bowl, it is just so tasty all the time. I want to see some of these menu items tonight on the regular menu.
I know. I actually did get a chance to try those scallops, and they were phenomenal. Oh,
Love that and the lettuce wrap with the seared tuna.
Yeah, that was so good.
It has been one of the best nights of the year so far. I want to do it again. When's our next dinner and beer pairing?
I know. We're talking about doing maybe four a year, so hopefully in the fall we'll do another one and crush it just as hard.
Morgan, you did a great job, and we will talk to you very, very soon in your regular F&B correspondence spot with the 105.5 The Bridge News team.
See ya.